Yeah. When I first, you know, got asked about what do I want to be when I'm older, I always used to say that I want to be a performer, if anything. So yeah, you know, musicians, you know, part of performing. So yeah, it's a good way of putting it. Well, my father was a drummer, so yeah, I mean, I've definitely got the rhythm thing from him. But my mother was more interested in me getting an education in music rather than just, you know, playing the instruments and stuff, which would have been fine, but it would have been a lot better to learn about music itself, you know, the theory and the oral side to it. So, you know, I was kind of pushed in both ways. Yeah, well, I mean, I've always been someone that likes to play different things. Well, yeah, I mean, I was in the Kent County Youth Orchestra as principal percussionist. I was in the Kent Percussion Ensemble. I was in school brass band. I was in another brass band in Canterbury. I studied at the Kent Music School on Saturdays, and then I went to music school in Manchester, music school in college, you know, music college in London. So it was, yeah, basically 24/7, 365 music. Well, yeah, you know, if there's one thing I always say to people, you know, if they want to learn music, then learn the piano, which is a good way of starting. So you learn both the bass clef and the treble clef, most of the, you know, all the basic things to do with theory and oral are there on the piano. So I'd always recommend it that somebody does it. Doesn't mean that it's necessary, but, you know, just to have a little bit of understanding about what you're doing, it's always good to study in music. I don't know, I think it was what was more important was being exposed to the music as opposed to what it was. I mean, I've been to the classical, the jazz, the Latin, the funk, the soul, the whole kind of thing at a certain point, but, you know, I never took anything too far. You know, with classical music, everything is written out in front of you. You know, you have the speed, the tempo, the dynamics, you know, the phrasing and everything like that. So, you know, when it's written out like that, you can become a computer. But me, I'm the type of person just to see the notes and then, you know, phrase it how I want to, you know, phrase it and express the music how I want to express it, kind of thing. So I think it's down to the individual what they do, you know, with that information. Well, I mean, yeah, I don't know whether necessarily I would have had to travel to get that, because I mean, before I went to Brazil, I was listening to a lot of Latin influenced music, you know, Bunny Brunel, Jaco Pastores, Lee Ritenour, and it was just, you know, that was a normal thing for me to do at the time. And all of a sudden, you know, I'm going to Brazil with the Kent County Youth Orchestra, so that was more of a coincidence than anything else, you know. So, you know, what I think is important is for musicians to have an open mind to music, you know, like I say, music is music, as opposed to thinking, well, it's got a heavy rock guitar, so it's rock now, kind of thing, you know. If a song is good, it's good music, you know. Well, my parents both come from Jamaica, you know, my family's out there and stuff. Yeah, reggae bass lines, I've got a certain affinity to, but I think in general, the majority of people from England who have Jamaican, you know, parentage, or that's where they come from and stuff, they have a leaning towards heavy bass lines anyway, you know, as opposed to the American thing, which is more of a gospel, jazz type of thing. And also, my grandmother on my father's side was born in Havana, Cuba. So I have this Latin thing as well, you know, which I hadn't worked out until I found out she was from Cuba. You know, that's why I like Latin so much, or why I like salsa so much. It depends which reggae you're talking about as well, because the modern day stuff that they're coming out with now, the slackness, what they talk about, isn't doing anything for that. So it's more to do with, you know, the sex and women and things like that, which, you know, when I listen to that music, I have to listen to it because the rhythms in what they use and stuff, I have to listen to it anyway. But the sad thing for me is the content of the lyrics or what they say. But, you know, when you talk, if you're talking about the Bob Marley and the Steel Pulse and Israel Vibration and stuff like that, then yeah, you're talking about stuff which is really coming from the soul. That's what you call culture. Well, yeah, I mean, rhythm speaks everything to me, you know. I don't know how to explain it. When I first started writing songs and things, you know, I played them to my dad. He'd always like show me he couldn't say exactly what to change or anything, but he would have a feeling of, oh, this is maybe this is too busy, or maybe this hasn't got enough in it and stuff. And he tried to translate that to me just by vibes, basically. And I don't know, it's just turned out that rhythm is quite an important factor of what I do. You know, I can't just have stuff which just stays there. It's got to be, you know, bouncing and have a bit of life to it. Bass lines, drum beats, melodies, whatever. Yeah, you know, I've seen music change people, man. I mean, it's just that kind of thing. It has that power to do that kind of thing. It can soothe you, it can move you to do whatever, you know. That's what I say in music, the song. So it's just a very powerful thing, very powerful medium. You know, I haven't seen anything like it, basically. Anything, you know. I mean, I know people that listen to music because they get depressed. When they hear music, they think they feel sad, and they like that. You know, so it's just something, it's like a, I don't know, music is a feeling, man. However you feel depends on what music you listen to. If you feel like really like violence, you're gonna listen to violent music. If you feel like chilling out, cooling back, you listen to music which does that for you. So it's a very therapeutic thing. Well, for us musicians, yeah, but for, you know, the normal punter, the people that buy the records, it's not so important, you know. There's a recession going on now. People have got less money to spend on music. So, and you can tell, you know, record companies are shitting themselves, people losing their jobs and stuff, because people haven't got that so much money to spend on music, and music isn't so important before feeding your family, you know. So I think a lot of people are worried about that kind of thing, but you know, not me. It's just to do what you're supposed to do and hope people will buy it. Well, I don't know. You know, I used to listen to a lot of Stevie Wonder, and with Stevie, there's this thing of, you can, you know, he does so many harmonies, layers upon layers, but you can always still pick out one harmony that he hasn't sung. And I've kind of like trained my ear to do that kind of thing where I can hear that odd note out but still use it. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, it's something that I've developed since I've started singing. Now, when I look back, yeah, I can see the benefits of me growing up in that environment where I could learn the music as I wanted to do. There's less distractions for me to like go out at night and stop practicing, or not that I practiced anyway, but you know, just for me to concentrate on music, it was a lot easier than it probably would have been in London. On the same side, on the other side of that, you know, I was the only black kid growing up in an all-white society, so I faced a lot of racism when I grew up and stuff. And those things that I wish that I didn't have to, you know, have to deal with growing up as a kid. And I reckon that if I was in London, then I wouldn't have had to deal with all of that. But, you know, it's either one or the other, you know, that has to be sacrificed. Well, I think that the problem with today's music thing is that everything is dictated too much by successful acts. With the Soul to Soul thing, everything that came out after Soul to Soul sounded like Soul to Soul, because what the major record label saw was Soul to Soul is a big hit, let's make all these other things sound like Soul to Soul and they'll be a big hit as well. So that way, you know, the record companies are having a blinkered view of music, and then you have so much carbon copies. I mean, people are still doing it now. You know, we got so many talented people in England that at the moment are doing cover versions, you know, whole albums of cover versions and stuff. And I think to myself, what is the logic of that? Why not write, you know, new, good songs, which people are gonna like, and they might become classical tunes. You know, There's Nothing Like This was a good example of an original song which did its own kind of thing. And I know there's a lot of talent out there in Britain at the moment which could do the same thing. The record industry, the music industry don't understand about black British soul, and it's too much of a risk. You know, they spend too much money on it, and then it won't be, you know, no money will come back, but they won't take that risk to find out. There's Nothing Like This was an exception, because we managed to get through, release the song without any of their help, and everybody said, yeah, this is a good song, which made it a success. You know, so I think as soon as the people in the music business have more of an understanding about black music, from the British point of view, then we can go forward. You know, the other thing is, yeah, like you're saying, the other easy part of it is presenting acts which sound American or doing an American thing. But I said to myself, what is the point of that? You know, American has got so much talent, with musicians, singers and whatnot. But even they are carbon copying, you know, their thing. Boyz II Men, Jodeci, Mint Condition, High Five, En Vogue, The Good Girls, Cover Girls. It's the same, you know, layer upon layer upon layer upon layer. I don't say that they're bad, because those people can sing, you know what I mean? Good production, good videos, whatever. But what's the point of trying to do what they're doing already? Let's do our own thing. So that's what I do, you know? Yeah. Could be. I mean, I don't know. You know, I have good fun in the studio, creating the songs and stuff. But at the same time, when you're on stage, man, the vibe from the crowd and stuff, you know, to be able to perform it, fuck off, is always good, you know? It's always... The adrenaline thing is just always up there. Oh, I don't know, man. Yeah. peace, love, and happiness. Yeah, that's three, isn't it?